Fort Bayard was established in 1866 in the southwestern region of New Mexico to protect the early miners, settlers, and travelers from Apache Indians. Fort Bayard was garrisoned by Company B of the 25th United States Colored Infantry Regiment, also known as Buffalo Soldiers. It is because of the history of the Buffalo Soldiers that inspired Sandy Feitz and Tom Vaughn to put the exhibit together, along with their own photographs of Fort Bayard. Tom Vaughn has studied the history of Fort Bayard and explains that the old fort deserves recognition and long-term preservation.
There are so many different kinds of stories that Fort Bayard can tell. The Buffalo Soldiers, obviously. I mean, there's a statue out there of Corporal Clinton Greaves, who won the Medal of Honor. Well, you don't win the Medal of Honor. Was awarded the Medal of Honor. And he was a Buffalo Soldier. He was born in Virginia in 1855. He joined the Army in 1872. And in 1877, he was involved in action down in the Florida Mountains, for which he received the Medal of Honor. And he died later in 1906 and was buried in Ohio. So the Buffalo Soldier's story is really strong there. The Frontier Wars, the Apache Wars. But then after that, in 1899, the Army decided, Geronimo had been captured and things had been pretty much settled down at that point. They were no longer actively in conflict with the Apaches. But then they decided to use that as a hospital for treating Army tuberculosis patients. In 1922, it was transferred to the VA, and so it continued in its therapeutic role for TB patients primarily. It was still doing that role when the war broke out, and in 1944, you can also talk about the German POWs who were detailed there from the Lordsburg camp to help with the maintenance. There's just any number of stories that can be told about what role this place in its diminished state now played in New Mexico and Western U.S. history.
What do you hope people will take away when they come and see this exhibit and about Fort Bayard?
It's a neat place. It has a very important history in the southwest of the United States and in southwest New Mexico and Grant County and the Silver City area. Buffalo Soldiers were there primarily to help protect the miners at Pinos Altos and Santa Rita and so on. And it's a facility that could still have a lot of use. I mean, these buildings were occupied as offices and some of them as residences only 3 or 4 years ago. And so it's a shame to see the buildings deteriorating the way they are. And so if there's any call to action that I guess we would like to see, it's to honor the past by helping to preserve it for future generations.
Fort Bayard, New Mexico's newest ghost town exhibit, will run through February 28th at the Mimbres Region Arts Council Gallery in the Wells Fargo Bank Building in Silver City. For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.